Are you looking for hope, healing, or just a big hug of encouragement for your marriage? Go to SaveMyMarriageStory.com. Gain free access to the free email stories delivered right to your inbox. I wrote these stories for people just like you who want to see the power of God in your marriage. Let these 7 devotionals encourage your heart or share them with a friend. Go to SaveMyMarriageStory.com and you'll also receive the link to our story in the James Dobson Family Talk Show. That's SaveMyMarriageStory.com.
Welcome to the Heart of the Story, where true inspiration begins with Tracy Lynn Russell.
Hi, this is Tracy, and welcome to the Heart of the Story podcast. On today's episode, I am so excited for you to meet Paula Moser Wallace, and we're going to be talking about the 3 different types of stories that women live and experience in this world. Well, I don't know about you, but before we begin our interview with her, I know we've all been living a really different story right now in life, an unprecedented story, a new normal story. Yeah, I've been hearing those words over and over too, just like you. But why I'm excited about today's podcast is because I've been learning about something. I don't know if you've heard about this concept of post-traumatic growth from a very difficult story in life. And so post-traumatic growth is what happens when we work through hard stories in our life and we come out on the other side. So there's really 5 things that I just want to encourage you with before we get to the interview and why it's so important to really look at the story of our life with hope, because post-traumatic growth is a new wave of research that shows that, are you ready for this? Relationships can become closer with others. We can have a greater appreciation for life, increased awareness of our own strength, deeper spiritual values, and new opportunities and priorities as a result of growing from really difficult situations. So again, just to repeat those, just to encourage you in the story of your life, because I don't know about you, but it's really been difficult and challenging over here with the quarantine, and I'm sure it's the same in your life too. But here's the good news. We can have closer relationships, deeper appreciation for life. We can be increased in our awareness of our own inner strength, deeper spiritual beliefs, and new opportunities and priorities as a result of post-traumatic growth from a difficult story. So with that said, we're going to get into our interview with Paula Moser Wallace after a word from this.
Are you ready to empower and activate every woman in your group with the power to share her story? Bring the Art of My Story Weekend workshop to your next event. At this workshop, women can begin to discover their stories, unlock their passion, and unleash their influence for kingdom purpose. This workshop is an interactive way to teach, train, and equip every woman to become a transformational leader and to rise up to share her faith story with others. To find out more, go to TracyLynnRussell.com. That's TracyLynnRussell.com.
Okay, thank you so much for coming back to the show. We're going to continue with the 3 types of stories. And just on a side note, I wanted to tell you, if you are living a difficult story, I have begun a marriage group for women who are in a very difficult story in life and who are fighting for their marriage, who are fighting for their own growth in the middle of a very challenging marriage story. And that is a coaching group that happens on Thursday nights. It is a private group, and you can check out my website. Simply contact me for a consultation on TracyLynnRussell.com to find out more information. Now back to our show. Hi, this is Tracy, and welcome to the Heart of the Story podcast. Today, we have such a pleasure to be talking with Paula Moser Wallace. She is here in Nashville, Tennessee. She's at the NRB, and I met her yesterday down on the Expo Floor. She is doing some amazing things, and thank you so much for being on the podcast.
I'm thrilled to be here with you. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now.
So I run a ministry called Bloom in the Dark. And that's because we all have fertilizer from our past that we need to use to bloom, right?
Yes.
That's our tagline.
That's awesome. But
we are helping people coming out of brokenness, abuse, addiction, all of the shame-based subjects that people want to hide and protect and not admit to, right? Mm-hmm. And because I have 40 years of abuse by both men and women in all the different categories in my story, and God brought healing and hope and redemption in that, then God asked me to start talking to people about not being alone and there being hope, and then connecting them to resources and opportunities and a voice that lets them know healing is really possible.
Right. So tell us a little bit in specific what you're doing, because mm-hmm. I know me and my friend Shelley, we walked up to you about the broadcasting part of what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about that.
We're launching a broadcast platform on all of the internet platforms. So Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Chromecast, and apps on all devices. And that is going to include internet television on demand and streaming. And it's going to include internet radio and a podcast platform. So we will be sharing not just our content, which includes testimonies and tools and help for people that are hurting and broken, but we are also including the content of a lot of other television shows and radio programs and podcasts where our subject matter that helps the hurting like us, mm-hmm. like I was, where people can go to one place and find the people talking about this, and then they can learn and follow them in all the other locations that they also have things.
Yes, this is incredible because really, and I know you know I do the art of my story, and part of storytelling is that when we share our stories, we actually increase the empathy of
Absolutely.
Others too, to what we have gone through. There's a change in our brains, you know, both chemically mm-hmm. and hormonally that helps us better empathize as people. So there's benefit for the person sharing, there's benefit for the person listening. And so I think it's so amazing what you're doing. And I also know, tell our listeners how this whole thing was funded, because this was an amazing part of your story.
Well, God has miraculously funded
I know.
All of it. As a single mom with three boys and $500 in child support in today's economy, that doesn't go very far.
Right.
And God said, this is what I want you to do. And I want you to do it without asking for money from the people you're helping, because they've already been exploited. They've
it's
already
so
been hurt
true.
And damaged. And so I want you to trust me for the money. And so over the last 5 years, God has provided for me and my boys and provided for all of the projects that he's wanted us to do in building out millions of dollars worth of materials and broadcasting around the world, all over the place, and Amazon Prime. We have two TV shows that are literally on 18 networks around the world.
Unbelievable. They can't see my mouth dropping right now, but my mouth is dropping because I admire you for that, because when you're going through trauma, counseling is so expensive.
Yes.
All the treatments are so expensive that families are going into debt just to try to get help. And so it's so neat that God's providing these resources and tools through this ministry that you're offering, and it can be brought right into their house. They
Absolutely.
Don't have to go to an office.
Right.
They can hear what they need to do, and they can find hope and healing.
Absolutely. And we do recommend, when it comes to complex trauma, PTSD, and medically related extreme circumstances, we consistently recommend people do counseling.
Right.
They also go to support groups, that they have their pastors and church involved, that they build a support system. Because in my life, in my story, it took all of that.
Right.
For me to make it at all.
Right.
And not commit suicide and not have all the other
right.
issues, like to really get help and healing. But we are combining a lot of helps that you can't find in one location anywhere else.
Right.
We're dealing with things spiritually, psychologically, and physically.
Right. I think it's a launching pad.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
You know, what I really wanted you to talk to our listeners about is, when you and I spoke, there's really different types of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And I want our listeners to know that, because I do the art of my story. I travel around, and the art of my story is really not therapeutic storytelling.
Right.
So I would love for you to tell our listeners about the three kinds of story, because when you told me this yesterday, I thought, this is brilliant. People need to hear this. And so it'll give them a little bit of frame of reference about different kinds of stories.
So we talk about the hurting story, the healing story, and the helping story.
I love that. Okay, so let's start with the first one.
So the hurting story is a story that you need to share for the catharsis of actually processing through the hurt. It's where you own that hurt. It is where you process the emotions that go with that hurt. We recommend you do that in journaling, that you mm-hmm. do it in writing, that you do it with a safe person, a counselor, a helping person. You do it with somebody who understands and knows how to handle and deal with that, so that their responses to you in that place of brokenness are responses that are helpful and not hurtful.
Right.
So that is
super. And
they
don't push you back. It's just like right. you're just kind of moving forward and moving through it. It's
but
a reflection.
Where you're owning it. And so sometimes that can be in a support group setting. That can be in a counseling setting. There's a lot of places where that's safe for you, mm-hmm. and it's a place where you're not doing harm to anybody else as you're working through your
right.
stuff.
Right. Because there's also secondhand trauma. So
Absolutely.
Sometimes people want to stand up in a group and start sharing, and they're sharing a trauma, and that can be a trigger for someone else's
Absolutely.
Trauma. So you really want to be mindful of that in the first phase.
Yes, absolutely. And so in a group setting where there's a counselor overseeing that, mm-hmm. that's a different idea than in just an open Bible study group or
right.
a women's social circle.
Right, very good.
You can really do some harm.
Right.
And then the healing story is the one you tell where you are actually putting together all the pieces of God working in your life in
right.
the healing process. So it's where you're understanding better how God worked in it, how God's bringing in the pieces of healing, and you're identifying what those are, what those cycles are, what the scriptures and the word is that's helping you, what the support system and the different pieces that God's bringing in to work you out of that extreme pain and damage. It includes
right.
the forgiveness segments and the amends if that's a necessary piece of it.
And so, adding truth to it too, because
absolutely.
I know I'm thinking art of my story comes in when I work with women and we're going through their story and they've lived something,
mm-hmm.
they've lived this amazing thing. And when we find that scripture that like nails
right.
that message that they have seen God do, I see the tears, but it's not like coming undone. It's a relief. It's like,
right.
yes, I was healed from that mm-hmm. kind of a moment. And that's what I hear you saying
right.
is they're kind of applying the meaning and connecting truth to whatever.
Yeah, and connecting the dots on all the different
right.
pieces of how God is a part of that and
right.
how that is a part of their story that adds value,
right.
even when it's harmful and damaging and difficult. That healing segment, you're starting to see the benefit of it. You know, Joseph says what was intended for evil, God
right.
used for good, the saving
right.
of many lives. So that healing part is where you're understanding how all of that is working for good.
Right.
And then the helping story is a whole different story. Mind you, we're talking about the same series of events that happen in your
right.
life in each of these. But in the helping story, it's when you are healed enough. I call it an ex-victim place.
I love that.
Because I now am not ashamed of having been a victim.
Right.
I can own it. I'm an ex-victim now, and I have a t-shirt that says that, and then I can say,
Can I have that t-shirt
yes.
too?
Yes.
Thank you.
Been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Got it.
Because I have, and I'm not
right.
ashamed of it anymore. And in that space, I can start looking at my story from the perspective of what I needed the most as an audience, what
right.
I needed the most to be able to heal.
Exactly.
And so it's no longer me telling my story for my good.
Right.
It's me telling my story for somebody else's good.
I love that.
And that, you shift a lot of things in what you tell, how you tell it, the words you use, the attitude you have, because it's no longer about you.
Right. And I love that because really I teach women the star of the show is the listener.
Right.
The person listening, they're on the other side of that ladder. What do we need to speak to that person? And this is something I come across a lot that I think is really interesting is we say, well, you just need to pray and you need to read Bible. And I said, now let me ask you something. When you were on the floor bawling your eyes out after this happened, what did you need? And we speak to people in that same dark place that we were. We don't speak to them when they're already in the light. We're talking to that person that's still
right.
struggling. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So we're reaching out to that person that needs, what did you need? And, you know, one of the responses I heard was the coolest thing ever. She said, after we went through the Bible reading and the mm-hmm. praying and all that, she said, you know, what I needed to do, all I could do on the floor was put my palms open.
Right.
And I said, yes, palms open. You know, when you're in that dark place, just holding your hand up to God, palms open to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that is what someone needs in a dark place because we can't say all the right words. We can't read all the Bibles. We can't even turn on to pray. No. But we can just go like palms open
mm-hmm.
and hold your hand up. And so that's what it sounds like that last story is.
Absolutely.
When you're able to apply it.
You're able then to do no harm.
Wow.
And when you're talking about trauma, abuse, addiction, you're talking about the brokenness and the deepest wounds. I talk about rock bottom being laced with razor blades.
Wow. Yes, I
agree.
That
was my experience. So, but there's a way to tell it where the hope and redemption comes through all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we're trying to tell other people our story and we're still in the hurting or healing phases,
mm-hmm.
we do harm.
Wow.
We don't mean to do harm, but we're so wrapped up still in our own pain and our own damage that without even realizing it, the way we tell it is still harmful because we haven't healed enough to be able to tell it with that hope and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, if you want to tell your story, then following good storytelling principles and understanding the value is amazing. But if you've
mm-hmm.
never done the hurting version or the healing version,
right.
please don't tell your story publicly until
right.
you have done that. Even if you think you're healed enough and you've made it and you whatever, go write that hurting version.
Right.
Write it with that. All the tears. We call it unfiltered. Mm-hmm. Write it or tell it in a safe place where it's not going to do harm and where you can let it all out with no restrictions.
Yes, I love that. And then you go ahead.
Then you go to the healing version and actually take that and work it through with what were the steps of healing? Mm-hmm. What are the places God stepped in? What all that? And when you have all that work down, you're like I got it. Wow. And I really see it all. Then ask God to help you see what other people need out of that so that you're sharing it from a place of healing and hope.
Right.
And you are taking into consideration the needs of the people who are still hurting.
Yeah. That's so funny because I talk about the POW, which is the problem, you know, the wow. And you just said wow. And I laughed because I think the wow moment is that woman of worship who is like, wow, God, you did this. Mm-hmm. She's worked through all those steps. She's seen, you know, what was I thinking about God? She knows what she felt, what she did, what she was thinking. She's able to show how God changed all that. And then what now is for the other person? You know,
Absolutely.
What can someone else agree? And I wanted just to know quickly, from your own story, because you said you've dealt with so many difficult things. And how do you do no harm with those things? Like, give me a few examples of how when you're sharing your story, you do no harm to listeners in the way you share things.
So a lot of pieces is there always has to be the hope and redemption that comes out of it.
Okay.
So if I'm telling my story in a place where I'm still being traumatized by it, and that's visible on my countenance, that's visible in my tone of voice, that's visible in how I share it, then what the person is feeling is my pain rather than feeling the hope and the healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't tell any part of my story until I'm in a place where I might be emotional. I might have tears in my eyes.
Right.
I might be telling it, but I'm always telling it in a way that glorifies God.
Right.
I'm always telling it in a way that's raw and real, but God used this, and this is how, and this is the beauty of what God's brought out of it.
Right.
And this is the amazing life and love. The deeper the hurt, the more miraculous and amazing the beauty is, and the life is, and the joy is, because I know the contrast with the darkness and the pain.
That's right.
So that's why we talk about blooming. We don't talk about the fertilizer as the thing, though we do explain what that is and why it is, but we go, but God, this is what God did in that. And we don't sugarcoat the abuse. There's a lot of people like, oh, I hurt, and then now I'm all better. And we're like, no, the process is difficult.
Right.
It hurts. It's hard. But God.
Right.
He meets us there in the darkness, in the pain. Jesus, you know, he got resurrected in a dark tomb that was sealed.
I know.
He didn't get resurrected in a pretty garden.
Right. It's so true. That's a good one.
So it's the miraculous resurrection power of Christ that brings healing. And we say bloom in the dark because a lot of times our circumstances are dark.
I love
that. Christ's resurrection can bring that healing in.
Yeah.
So that's how I tell my story.
I love
from
that.
From a place of healing.
Oh my goodness. Paula, you are like speaking my language because I use a lot of color. I use the contrast of, you know, what happened and that, you know, what are some dark places? Mm-hmm. How did the light come into that place? And what do you want to tell another woman in that same dark place? But we're not staying there. We're like focusing on, you know, coming out into the light. And I use color because really color shows when light reflects on it.
Absolutely.
And so I feel like there's a color of life experience that every woman can shine for another woman to help them rise up out of their dark place and really shine the light of Christ. And so thank you so much for sharing. I absolutely love what you do.
Thank you.
You are a wealth of knowledge. And I just, now I'm going to have to quote you in my book because you said a lot of really awesome stuff here. But if our listeners would like to find out more about you, where can they go if you just want to mention it?
bloominthedark.org.
Okay.
bloominthedark.org.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Heart of the Story podcast today. I'm wishing you a helping story for the future, for lots of growth during this difficult story we've been living as a nation, as a country, and God's richest blessings for you as you live a new story for your life.
Would you like a way to find your story every day? Go to tracylynrussell.com and register for the free download on her website.